Public Speaking Skills D. Exercise 1. Page 107.
Fellow students, faculty members, families, welcome one and all. Today is the day we have all been waiting for, working for, but also in some way dreading. We must exchange these academic robes for suits and uniforms, put down the books and begin to write our own history. Step out into the real world and make it our own. I succeeded beyond my wildest dreams, but not on my own, because what I have achieved is not something I could have done alone. And I am sure that in saying what I will say now, I speak for all the graduates here. First of all, I want to thank my parents who gave me support. They were sure I could succeed and taught me the value of positive thinking. Second, my teachers, the professors of this great institution of learning. And last but not least, my fellow students, my graduating class, my friends. I remember when I came to this campus first. Deep down, I was terrified, scared of failure, of being away from home, of not fitting in with others, scared of the study load of my new academic life. But I was advised not to allow these fears to bring me down. I lifted my head up high and marched confidently through the doors of my hall of residence when suddenly the doorknob came off in my hand. I must have looked totally taken aback since the students there burst out laughing. Not knowing what to do with the knob, I placed it on a chopping board in the communal kitchen where it looked remarkably like an onion waiting to be sliced. That raised even louder laughter. Seriously, though, as a first meeting, it was a real icebreaker, and I instantly felt happier and more optimistic about settling in with my new college mates. And though we may look back on these years as the best of our lives, it is what we do next that defines us. Fellow students, it is our turn to make the world. Engineers, you will be building bridges, vehicles, and machines. Medical students, you will keep us in good health. Teachers will be teaching. Business students will become businessmen and women. Wherever you go, you will climb the ladder to the very top of your profession, where you will get the chance to make the decisions that affect society, your country, and the world. But beware, because with great power comes great responsibility. Use it wisely, use it positively. I won't keep you any longer as I know you are anxious to hear our guest speaker. I just want to leave you a quote from the poet Walt Whitman. Keep your face always toward the sunshine and shadows will fall behind you. Thank you all for everything.